In my life, I've constantly struggled with appeasing my parents and living my own life. I want freedom, yet with two younger siblings and busy parents, this is seemingly not possible. In my eyes, it feels as if my life revolves around my younger siblings and that I have to care for them as if they were my own. With this, I have found myself straying from what my parents have planned for me in my life in order to gain a sense of freedom and choice. My parents always expect the best from me, as they do with all my siblings, but I have always been more headstrong and set in my own ways. If I want to do something, I am going to do it whether or not it will displease my parents. This issue has caused a non-stop push and pull between my happiness and my relationship with my parents, particularly my father. As a child, I was the apple of my father's eye. Everyone in my family had known that I was his favorite child. It was made apparent when my older sister found out that my dad would sneak me candy because my mom would not allow us to have it. I loved my dad more than anything, and he was always there for me. I could get away with anything simply by running up to my dad, hugging him, and looking upset. This favoritism lasted for the majority of my life, up until my little sister was born. On December 13th, 2006, my younger brother was born. With my sister and I being his older sisters, we would help watch and care for him. His birth did not change my relationship with my dad. I still loved him like no other. What it did change, though, was the dynamic of my household. It went from me depending solely on my sister, Samantha, to both of us coming together to help out our baby brother. We were still young, so we could not do a considerable amount, but we still had to help more than usual. We would help change his diaper, bathe him, and feed him. This was the first time I had to focus on someone other than myself and have real responsibility. Ever since the birth of my brother, I have had a life full of responsibility. This became enhanced when my younger sister was born. It was November 10th, 2009. I was 10 years old, my older sister was 14, and my younger brother was 3. Once again, my older sister and I had gained more responsibility due to my parents' busy schedules. 2 or 3 years after my sister's birth, the household dynamic started to change. I began to notice my dad treat my younger sister the same way he treated me when I was younger. This was not an issue until I realized that I started getting in trouble because I would yell at her or tell her no. I had finally begun to see how my older sister had felt all those years. Despite this shift, my dad and I still got along as we usually did, and my sister and I continued to help out with my siblings. All throughout high school, the cycle of caring for my siblings continued. Both my parents worked full-time jobs, so my older sister and I would help get the kids ready for school in the mornings and do other little tasks after school to help them out. It was not until my junior and senior year, I had started to feel the burden of having to think of my younger siblings before myself. My older sister and I would have to take my siblings to school, pick them up, make their lunches, help them with their homework, and essentially everything a parent should do for their child. Over holiday breaks, if the kids were still in school, and we would have to wake up and make sure they made it to class. I was not able to go hang out with my friends or go to the store whenever I had pleased, for I had my siblings to watch. My siblings were no longer my siblings. They were my kids that I had not been prepared for. Being forced to care for my brother and sister caused me to gain resentment. I felt that they had taken away a part of my life and freedom. I could not live my own life. My dad did not appreciate this resentment, thus leading to a major switch in our relationship. We had begun fighting and disagreeing much more than usual. I would argue with him constantly in order to feel like I was somewhat in control of my life. I told him multiple times that I hated him. Our fighting led to a strain in our relationship, and I could not bear to be around him and listen to anything he had to say. These events took place during my senior year of high school, and to this day, our relationship has not fully recovered. To this day, I tell my friends that my dad and I do not get along. I'm still quick to bicker with him if he says a snarky comment or something that I do not agree with. Yet despite this damaged relationship with my father and the resentment I had gained from my younger siblings, I would never imagine my life without them, for they have helped shape who I am.